The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Thursday, January 27th. The news is flying fast and furious. We've had a dearth, if you will, of emergency podcast. But now, we're getting them hot and heavy. Joining me to break down the Colts. The Bears hiring of Colts defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. Ryan Finley-Wilson. What's up, buddy?
I'm very happy to announce that you misused the word dearth. Dearth means scarcity or lack thereof.
We had a dearth of emergency podcasts, but that is being solved by the abundance of emergency podcasts.
I see.
Now recording.
I'm a little salty because I've already seen you three times today on three separate occasions, and it's not even noon.
It's way too much. in the feed is a Broncos hire Nathaniel Hackett.
What?
Emergency podcast. And of course, the breakdown of what could mean for Aaron Rodgers. This is going to be the Matt Eberflus emergency podcast. There will be more content on this feed.
Wait, I missed Debo as in the lead in. We're doing 27 podcasts today. Am I hearing that correctly?
Roughly, yes. 27.
Holy Moses in the daytime.
And I guess technically we are giving away a $100 Paramount Plus gift card on this podcast as well. So tell your friends.
Imagine making the listeners watch all five podcasts today before they find out who wins the gift card. Hey, it's $100. Why not?
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, Maddie, and we will cover Maddie Rufus hired by the Colts. There'll be more content coming your way.
You can say what it is.
Okay. God, sorry. You spooked me. Big Ben retires.
What?
Well, Big Ben, yeah, that's right. The clock has retired. Ben Roethlisberger has retired. We will cover that as well. And should any news break about the Jacksonville Jaguars, which it sounds like it may,
and that may end up being the sexiest conversation of the day, the Jaguar situation.
Oh, I was like, Big Ben? I don't think you want to use that phrase.
Jaguars.
The Jaguars are going to be the most intriguing conversation if it ends up happening. I mean, watch friggin' Tom Brady. Oh, Big Ben, did you think you were going to have more than an hour of people talk? Big Ben retired? Okay, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
God almighty.
Matt Eberflus hired by squirrel. The Chicago Bears. Is it weird to you, Wilson, that the Chicago Bears fired Ryan P. and Matt and decided to hire Ryan P. and Matt?
Oh, I was wondering where you're going with that.
They fired Ryan Pace and they fired Matt Nagy and they hired another Ryan P. and another Matt. I mean, it doesn't matter at the end of the day that you would do that, but it's kind of weird, right?
No, it's a coincidence for sure. I thought it was weird that you were using first names because you have such vitriol towards Debo and the rest of us when we use Doug to describe Doug Peterson. But maybe the case is they got the wrong Matt Ryan the first time and this time they got the right ones.
They just keep hiring all the Ryan P's and Matt's until it finally.
Although, you know, Matt Eberflus, as we'll talk about, is a defensive guy. We'll see what that means for Justin Fields and an offense that wasn't very good.
I think the all the things that you hear from Bears fans is that they're like, this is fine. Don't care. Tell us who the offensive coordinator is. And we won't know who that offensive coordinator is until, of course, they hire him. I think that Matt Eberflus hire is kind of interesting. He's been a guy that sort of floats around on the radar as a possible head coaching hire for the past few years. He was brought to Indianapolis, not by Frank Wright, but by Josh McDaniels.
Wait, Josh McDaniels was the coach in Indianapolis?
He never was. He agreed to be the coach and then bailed at the last second, left the Colts at the altar. Eberflus was already in place, hired away from the Cowboys to be McDaniels' handpicked defensive coordinator. McDaniels bails. Eberflus sticks around in Indianapolis with Frank Wright, which is not something he had to do, and has been there for the past 4 years, has really engineered an outstanding defense in Indianapolis, and has, you know, gotten to, you know, learn under Frank Wright. We saw Nick Sirianni leave and go to Philadelphia, and he's had success. I think there's probably something to the idea of, not that Frank Reich's coaching tree is going to be good, but just that Frank Reich is a good head coach and probably an open book for the people who work with him. Indianapolis second in the NFL in takeaways in 2021 with 33 and 22.2 points per game allowed since 2018 when Eberflus got there. 10th in the NFL. He runs a zone defense, which, you know, I guess Bears fans will love because Lovie Smith or hate maybe. I think more importantly though is, if he is a good head coach and who will he hire? The one name I saw that was brought up is Eagles passing game coordinator, Kevin Petullo, who I believe left the Colts with Nick Sirianni, but Debo might know that better than me.
Nick Sirianni and the Eagles, by the way, have the youngest coaching staff in the NFL. The Athletic did a report on this, and it was of interest to me because the Steelers have one of the oldest ways neither here nor there, but you mentioned possibly the passing game coordinator going from Philly to Chicago. Something else worth noting, our Jason Lockenford tweeted out on Thursday morning as we're talking about this news, that Trent Baalke, the Jags GM, as we sit here, and that may change, had sort of hitched his wagon to Bill O'Brien and then also Matt Eberflus. And now Eberflus obviously isn't coming to Jacksonville because he took the Bears job, and things in Jacksonville are quite fluid, in part perhaps because Eberflus is now in Chicago as their new head coach.
Indeed. I saw this pointed out on Twitter. This is actually from Greg Gabriel, former Bears scout who like gets angry at people online. But he reported a few days ago that Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles have the same agent, which is certainly interesting from that perspective. The I think a little bit because of, like, this feels like a little bit of a domino situation, musical chair situation. We don't know right now as we're recording this who the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach will be. That info is coming. But the Broncos, when they hired Nathaniel Hackett, he was on the list of finalists for the Jaguars job, as was Matt Eberflus. So I think there's probably some, you know, a push in Chicago to like, all right, you know, if the Broncos are going to get Hackett, and will that make the Jaguars go after Eberflus? Do we need to go ahead and make a move and grab him now? I would guess that was sort of the impetus for that to a degree.
Yeah, I think so. Also, Kevin Fishbane, who I think covers the Bears. Let's see.
Yes.
Yeah, he covers the Bears for the Athletic. Tweeted this out just a short time ago. You know who else worked with Eberflus in Cleveland and Dallas? One Robert Ryan.
Ooh, Rob Ryan, DC.
I don't know what he's been up to, but presumably he can still coordinate up a defense.
At Wendy's. No, he's on.
He's working at Wendy's. Is that what he said, sir? Yeah, this is a Wendy's.
I love Rob Ryan. He is the linebackers coach for the Ravens currently. So he would obviously take the defensive coordinator job in Chicago if that was offered to him. And I feel like Bears fans would embrace Rob Ryan.
He feels like a Chicago type, right? He feels like he's right out of the SNL skit with Norm and Chris Farley hitting each other in the chest and with heart attacks and whatnot.
Yes. Rob Ryan. I mean, you mean like with Buddy Ryan's Bears?
There you go.
Yeah. Obviously Rob Ryan's dad. Look, we're a little loopy too, by the way. It took me a second to get that connection as well. But yeah, I think, I think the Jaguars situation had a lot to do. Their finalists were Byron Leftwich, Matt Eberflus, and Nathaniel Hackett. So I think that the Jaguars sort of trying to figure out who they wanted to hire maybe had a lot to do with the quickness with which we saw these two hires happen. We mentioned, of course, that the Hackett hire happened on Thursday morning, and now the Eberflus hire happens on Thursday, right around noon Eastern time.
Also worth noting, and JLC tweeted this out, Bill O'Brien was in the early interviews, but apparently the interview went terribly. So he wasn't one of the finalists, also a bulky guy.
That is correct. And again, we'll get to the Jaguars in a minute. I think it's, you know, for the Bears, I think it's tough to be super enthusiastic about this hire. Now, it'll probably end up being a good hire. I'm not saying you can't be excited about it if you're a Bears fan.
No, that was going to be my question. Let me ask you this. If you're a Bears fan, would you be more excited about Eberflus or Nathaniel Hackett? And we know just as much about either guy coming into this conversation, but who are you happier about as just the average Bears fan?
I think as a Bears fan, you would prefer Hackett because he's an offensive guy.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing for Chicago is they're like, look, we've had great defenses for 30, 40 years. We don't need a great defense. What we need is someone to fix the quarterback position. And you have Justin Fields, who you drafted with a first round pick. You don't. And look, again, Eberflus might bring in a great OC. We don't know who it is. We'll see. It's hard to predict who he's going to bring in because, you know, he was in Indianapolis and he was in Dallas before that. As you mentioned, Cleveland as well. But, you know, because he was like jumped to Indy with McDaniels, you know, like his, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to kind of definitively predict which direction he'll go from an offensive coordinating standpoint.
Well, hopefully they asked him that question in the interview.
I would presume that they have talked.
How much conversation do you think Ryan Poles had in the hire? Because he was just hired the other day.
So that was going to be my next point. I talked to, it was like Joe Ostrowski and the BetQL folks on Odyssey just before this, doing a radio hit. And they're based out of Chicago. And Joe is a big Bears fan. The issue is, and remember we talked about the George McCaskey press conference from a few weeks ago when they fired Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. I'm just a fan. I'm not a football guy. He said that unless I'm crazy, I'm 90% sure he said this. If you're listening, if you're watching the chat, youtube.com/pick6, I'm wrong and I got this off, let me know by all means. But I believe that George McCaskey said that the GM was going to hire the head coach. Now, he did change the power structure in Chicago this year where the GM and the head coach are going to report to him. The fan, not a football guy, because that was his whole thing. He's like, I'm not a football guy. Why would I be in charge of hiring it? They bring in Bill Polian as a consultant for the search. Ernie, of course, he was a consultant for the Matt Nagy or the Ryan Pace search. And as you point out, Wilson, they hire Ryan Poles on Wednesday afternoon, and they send out, you know, the hype video where he's getting
arrived in a white Mercedes, I believe.
Yeah, he pulls up in a Mercedes and hops out. It's like, I think the Bears team probably thought it was like, oh, look at that cool like smoke coming off. It's like, that's exhaust and that's CO2. And you shouldn't have your camera near that. That's dangerous for you. You don't want to inhale that. Walks in the building. It's like the new hype video. Like, let's go to work, Bears fans. So we have to either presume that Ryan Poles is so good at his job that he interviewed three candidates in the span of 12 hours, or we have to assume that the Bears, instead of letting the GM hire the head coach, presented the GM with three candidates and he interviewed them in 12 hours, or simply that they said, you're our GM, but we're also picking who the head coach is. I think the latter is probably the most likely.
Well, check Slack. I don't know how the Bears blog tweeted this out, and I'm trying to think. I don't know them, and I don't know how often they.
Okay, at Demir's blog said there were two distinct coach camps in the lead up to the Ryan Poles hiring. Bill Polian and George McCaskey wanted Jim Caldwell, Ted and the rest wanted Dan Quinn, and Poles went his own way.
I wonder, assuming this is true, I wonder if Dan Quinn, after he heard about this, said, "We'll just forget it. I'm going back. This is the job I wanted. I'm going back to Dallas," because he has since said that. We don't know, but so Poles came in. From the hype video, put his bag down and then made a call to Matt Eberflus immediately, apparently.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
So, yeah, I mean, that is entirely possible. I guess my concern would be if, like, why would you operate this way is my concern.
What do you mean?
Like, you hire a GM and then he hired a coach within 24 hours. And I guess like,
this is all speculation, but what if during the interview they said to Poles, okay, this is our list, who do you like and why? And maybe that helped sort of jumpstart the conversation. You know, the same conversation with, okay, this is our quarterback, do you want to go with this person or that person, assuming you get the job? But right, it's still a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. If you're a GM in the NFL, or if you're a GM candidate in the NFL, you have a list of guys you want to hire as your head coach. I mean, if you're an up-and-coming personnel guy, you know, you have an idea of who you want to hire. And at 9:18 p.m. on Wednesday evening, the Bears tweeted out that GM Ryan Poles has completed interviews with head coach candidates Matt Eberflus and Dan Quinn. So he banged out those interviews yesterday. I guess I just wonder why the Bears would trim down the list of candidates to three, which we understand that according to reports, that's what was going on, and then hire their GM and then say, I mean, essentially they said, like, you can pick between these three guys, it felt like. And maybe Eberflus was his guy. I don't know. It's just a really weird way of doing business and flies in the face of what they said they wanted to do is my whole point.
Yeah, no, it's curious, but I don't want to give them the benefit of the doubt because they've done some things,
correct,
ownership that makes you go, oh boy, what are we doing here? They feel more competent than the Jaguars and the Texans. If moral victories makes you feel good. But I think, and Pete Prisco just pointed this out, you can have a defensive coach, and you sort of talked about this as well. Sean McDermott's had a lot of success because of Brian Daboll letting him do his thing. Obviously, Bill Belichick is a defensive guy, quote unquote, but I'm sure he could probably coordinate up an offense with no issue. Mike Tomlin's another example who got done with a franchise quarterback and some good at times, but not always good offensive coordinator. So the Bears appear to have a franchise quarterback in Justin Fields. We don't really know. The offensive line is terrible. The skill position players, not much depth there. And Allen Robinson's probably leaving. And you need an offensive coordinator to sort of fix things. I'll just throw this name out there. Matt Nagy's available. That's a joke.
So worth noting that apparently, according to some reports that are sort of popping up now, Eberflus and Ryan Poles have had a very good relationship over the last few years. And
what does that mean? One was in Indy and one was in Kansas City.
Just that they know each other and that they're buddies. I mean, I'm just saying that they work together. All right, let's sort of walk it through this way and we'll get out of the Bears. If you're watching on YouTube, don't close out because we'll keep going on other news that's around the NFL. If you're listening on the podcast, by the way, throw that 5-star rating on Spotify and we'll have more podcasts in the feed. But okay. If the Bears brought in Ryan Poles and Ryan Poles said before they brought him in, I'm going to make the decision on the hire. I'm not going to hire who you guys want me to. And then went and hired Matt Eberflus. I feel, as you said, Wilson, I feel a lot better about how that happens versus the Bears picking a coach and saying, hey, Poles, this is your guy. On the other hand, if Ryan Poles did just that and ended up hiring his guy, Matt Eberflus, and it wasn't the guy that management wanted and that the search firm, or Bill Polian, I guess, is the search firm, told them to hire, then you have to think that there'll be a shorter leash because McCaskey will turn around and say, Mom, he didn't hire the guy I wanted him to. Let's fire him.
He's just a fan, though. So maybe he takes a back seat. I don't know. I sort of hope in a Game of Thrones fashion that Ryan Poles just came out and announced who he wanted, and they were about to make the call to Dan Quinn or
that's sort of what it sounds like happened.
No,
not that he like announced it without anyone telling anybody, but that he's like, look, you know,
good for Ryan Poles because it sounds like in Jacksonville there's a similar type situation going on, and when you're in there are only 32 of these jobs, you're willing to historically put up with a lot of crap that inevitably gets you fired. And if Ryan Poles said, look, man, this is not the way I want to go. Jim Caldwell's in his mid to late 60s. I don't think Dan Quinn's the guy for me, or whatever the conversation may have been based on this report. I want Matt Eberflus. Then either you want Ryan Poles or not. So you can get 1.5 of the things you want, Ryan Poles and Eberflus, or you can get 0 of the things you want without the GM and the head coach. So I think the Bears could take a lesson from successful franchises where the owner typically stays in the background. I think that's the takeaway.
One other name just to throw out there that could potentially make sense, and there's some Colts connections, but I can't remember if they crossed over. I'd have to, and he's already been there and worked in this organization, but Pep Hamilton could make sense as a guy who's done a lot of good work with younger quarterbacks currently with the Houston Texans, declined to interview with the Carolina Panthers, who would eventually go on to hire McAdoo, old Benny Mac. Maybe he's a name to watch for Chicago as well. Okay. And look, there's, this is a hard one to unpack, like fresh off an emergency podcast, because we know Eberflus and what he's done with the defense. We don't know who he's hiring as an offensive coordinator. And I do think for Bears fans, that is the number one concern about who is going to be in charge of managing and handling and working closely with Justin Fields.
Yeah,
that's ultimately what it boils down to.
Consensus seems to be wait and see, because we need to find out who's going to help Justin Fields become Justin Fields.
Correct. Okay, that'll do it for the Matt Eberflus Hired by Chicago Bears Emergency Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, don't hang up. We will still give away a $100 Paramount Plus gift card. If you're listening to the podcast, there will be more in your feed. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Talk to you soon. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.